This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Workplace wellness is one of those phrases that really doesn't mean so much. A guy from Google doing yoga, maybe, or a fancy fitness center in the basement of company headquarters where management goes to sweat things out. But as corporate insurance premiums keep going up, workplace wellness is becoming everybody's business. Kelly Weiss has that story.
At the Mariani Nut Company outside of Sacramento, workers wearing hairnets sort a steady stream of almonds and walnuts as they pour into conveyor belts. Business as usual. But middle-aged factory workers dripping sweat and pumping iron at the plant's on-site gym, not so usual. A group of Latino workers show up regularly to CrossFit classes to lift weights, run, and jump rope in this converted conference center. Amelia Dame came over to class after her shift of
cleaning, mopping, sweeping, all this.
Dame is 58 and says she'd never been to a gym before. But with this gym on site and free classes, she decided to try it out.
I was not even able to do that jump rope one or two, twice. I just tried to keep jumping, but I couldn't.
She kept trying, and now she's 10 pounds lighter. She also has more money in her pocket. As a reward for her efforts, Mariani now picks up Dame's share of her health insurance premium, about $1,100 a year. Robin Stenson is the HR manager for the Nut Company. She says the incentive program came about after employees took a health screening test 3 years ago.
Well, we found that the rate of diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure was very alarming.
Alarming because almost every worker had one of these conditions. So the company put up a couple $1,000s for gym equipment. And now Stinson says it spends about $25,000 a year on its wellness program. She says that may sound like a lot, but
considering, you're paying over $1 million in premiums as far as insurance goes, so that's just kind of a drop in the bucket.
And it's a drop in the bucket more companies are willing to make, according to Don Powell. He's the head of the American Institute for Preventive Medicine and advises businesses on wellness programs.
Approximately 78% of companies offer a worksite wellness program.
Powell says for these businesses, it's about saving money. He says they're finally grasping that the vast majority of healthcare spending is on preventable diseases, many of them linked to obesity. But there's a snag when it comes to lower wage workers.
It is more difficult to motivate blue-collar workers to participate in wellness programs because they don't have the same degree of interest of people of higher socioeconomic backgrounds.
But at the same time, blue-collar workers are more likely to be overweight, diabetic, and use tobacco. What's a business to do?
To do nothing costs them money. The average employer is spending around $10,000 per employee per year for health care, and that's just not sustainable.
So more companies are balancing incentives for better health with penalties for those who don't want to make changes. And under the new health law, employers have more flexibility to raise the stakes on each side. Overweight workers who won't diet or get on an exercise program, for instance, could see their premiums jump by as much as 30%. Powell says he's not convinced these types of carrots and sticks make a lasting, real difference. He says to get the best results, the workplace culture has to change.
That consists of CEOs and management people being involved in the challenges and losing weight alongside the people that work in the processing plant.
Back at the Mariani Nut Company, this is happening. Robin Stenson, the HR manager, is wearing her CrossFit shirt and spotting an employee lifting weights.
She's push-pressing 50 pounds. They get to a certain point and you can actually push them up a little bit further. A little bit of assistance, not much. They do it all themselves.
With a little bit of help from the boss, I'm Kelly Weiss for Marketplace.